USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in recession.
President Biden speaking from the White House about the second quarter GDP report released Thursday. The report shows the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter the U.S. economy shrunk, a key indicator of a recession and the technical definition. A bipartisan semiconductor bill passes in the House and is headed to President Biden's desk. The bill aims to boost the production of computer chips in America. It's also designed to make the United States more competitive with China. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.